I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with another Road to Diamond interview. And today we have a bottle rocket on our hands. We got one of these stories where you don't want to try this at home. This could be dangerous. Becky Webb, Royal Crown Diamond from Boone, North Carolina. Say hi to everybody, Becky.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And she has a crazy story. Well, it's not so crazy. Maybe some of you might have heard of the four-year career. Becky should have written the four-year career, right? Because she went from member to Royal Crown Diamond in 4 years. I don't know how she did that. And I asked her how she did it before I opened the interview, and I'm still not sure how she did it. But maybe after asking her some questions for 30 or 40 minutes, we'll find out. So my first question always for these interviews, Becky, is who were you, where were you, and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living? Okay. And then I'm going to ask you, so save the second part for when I ask you, then I'm going to ask you how you discovered Young Living.
Okay. So who was I before I discovered Young Living?
Yeah. Where were you and what were you doing?
So before we were, you know, before Young Living, I was in, we lived in Tennessee, my husband and I, and our kids, we started, you know, we had a very young family. I had a two-year-old, you know, son at home. I just had another baby when we were living in Tennessee. And I was looking for an opportunity to make an income from home. And my passion was wellness. My passion was health. And I wanted to, you know, figure out where I could make some money and work from home and stay home with my kids with something that had to do with helping people with their health.
Well, and so I just the ideal, you're the ideal prospect.
Right. And so, I mean, I started trying to figure out how to do that. And I started a blog. I did some short, you know, short-term work with a cloth diaper soap company, trying to help them get new. And, you know, I did some contract work with them and tried to help them get some new, you know, store their product in some new stores and things like that. And I was really just trying to figure out how we can make a little bit extra income and how I could have, you know, something that I could help our family, our young family with. And I wanted to do something that I like to do. So that was kind of how, you know, how it all started. And so then I found a program where I got, you know, certified as a nutritional therapy practitioner. And I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll just have a nutritional therapy practice. So I did that. I also got certified as a childbirth doula and was kind of like a birth coach to some women. And so I kind of went through this process of, yeah, how can I help people and how can I help people feel better and how can I help empower people to have better health? So that's kind of what I was doing. We were in Tennessee and then we moved later here to North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to pause here, Becky, and we'll edit.
Okay.
But I want you to do something on your Zoom.
All right.
So go down to the drop down arrow next to your mute button.
Uh-huh.
And then that's going to bring up a drop down menu. Go all the way to the bottom to audio settings.
Okay. Yep.
And then on the right-hand side under settings, you got speaker, microphone, and then suppress background noise. You see that?
Suppress background noise. Where's that? I see the speaker.
Then there's microphone.
Mm-hmm. Automatically adjust microphone volume.
Right underneath automatically adjust microphone volume is boldface.
Suppress background noise. Uh-huh.
Click on the high button.
Can you hear the dog barking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it?
Got it. Yeah.
Now, whenever you do Zooms, anything can happen. In fact, well, listen to this. If it should work. So I'm going to clap my hands.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I can't hear it. Oh, that's great. I didn't know about that.
Baby's crying, dogs barking, doors slamming.
Oh, perfect. I wish I would have known that when I recorded a presentation the other day.
The only thing we haven't found a piece of software for is when the kids come into the room and start throwing stuff around and grabbing you and climbing on top of you. We don't have software yet to blank that out.
Oh, yeah, that's needed too.
Okay, so we'll edit that little sidebar. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I love that. You're just the absolute perfect prospect in the world. If we could clone you or bottle you, we could sell you to as leads, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just want to find more people like me, I guess.
we could sell leads of people like you for $100,000 a piece.
Right.
So you were looking. So how did you find it? How did you find Young Living? Did somebody tell you or did you discover it?
So here's the crazy thing is back when I was like starting to learn, you know, starting to want to blog, I had found something about Young Living on somebody's blog. And it was about thieves essential oil. And it was a recipe on how to make, you know, hand soap with thieves essential oil. I mean, and this was probably 5 or 6 years before I ever enrolled. And I was on this blog and I couldn't figure out how to get the oil though. I really wanted it at that time. And I just couldn't figure out how to get it. And so, you know, years go by and I thought, oh yeah, whatever. And I started learning about herbs and I started learning about essential oils. And so when I was going through school to be a nutritional therapist, my enroller, Myra, I saw her talking about it on Facebook. And I had met Myra through a blogging conference. And I actually had a closer connection with Myra's cousin, who I did some work with, and saw her talking about it. And I thought, oh, yeah, I've actually been wondering about that product for years. Like, and I never knew how I could get it. And I never knew, you know, that much about it. Now I knew so much more about oils and so much more about these other things. I thought, well, I'll get it and I'll try it and I'll use it for, we'll try it with our family and I'll use it for my clients maybe. And so I was thinking about just adding it to my nutritional practice at the time. And so when I saw that on social media, I just went ahead and enrolled. I was at a conference for my nutritional therapy and thought, sure, I could totally just integrate this into my practice. And that was how I got started.
Wow. And did you have any sense initially when you got started about the financial option?
You know, I had a little bit of a sense because I knew a little bit about network marketing. I had, back when we lived several years back, we had lived in Nebraska, and I had a lady down the street that was a Mary Kay lady, and she had the car and everything with Mary Kay. And she had, you know, kind of introduced me to Mary Kay in that way. And so I kind of tried that for a little while. And then we had, you know, come, you know, here down the road, I'm into more natural things. And, you know, Mary Kay wasn't really my thing because I wanted more natural products. But, you know, I knew about how the business opportunity basically worked.
Okay. So did you, at the time that you enrolled though, was there any motive there? Did you think, wow, maybe this is where I can make the money? Did you ask anybody about the money?
You know, everybody was that I knew was kind of getting started at the time. I didn't really know the potential. I thought, oh, maybe I can make a little bit of money here and there with it. But I literally had no idea how much potential there was.
And how did you learn that? Who or what educated you about the upside of the financial option?
I started learning about it through my enroller because she, you know, she started making money with the financial option. But I really started learning about it, I think, when I just started using the product and telling people about my results. And then I was enrolling some of my own people. And I remember the first time where I told a couple of my teammates that I had enrolled about my $700 paycheck. And I was like, oh my goodness, I made $700. Like, this is amazing. And they were like, wow, like $700, that's incredible. And I just remember people being so excited that I had made $700. So I think that was the real point where I thought, oh, well, maybe there's like a little bit more potential than $700 with this.
Yeah, well, that's such a great point, Becky, because audience that's listening here, think about that. You know, we tend to want to show people all the big money and talk about all the big success stories when notice how powerful $700 is.
Yeah.
Notice how that gets people's attention, how they say, wow, $700. And Becky, you went back and revisited your emotions right when you told the story about what an impact $700 made on you. So yeah, folks, watch that, pay attention to that, because that's what inspires people to move beyond being a customer, is just the idea of a few hundred dollars. And, you know, even if those of you listening, you know, maybe your family makes $300,000-$500,000 a year and $700 is not that amazing, but to 90% of the people out there, $700 is, that's significant. That's a game changer for most families' budgets. So that's all we need to talk about. We don't need to talk about 7,000 or 700,000. We can just talk about 700. And that gets people plenty excited. So your yeah. first year, Becky, you enrolled 60 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to point that out because 95% of the people that I've interviewed inside of Young Living and in other companies, hundreds and hundreds of people in dozens of network marketing companies that have, you know, what I call kind of crushed the four-year career. They built for at least 4 years, and their fifth year, kind of their graduation year, they had a substantial residual income. 95% of the people that crushed the four-year career personally enrolled 80 to 100 people in a 24-month period. Not always the first 24 months, but a 24-month period. And your numbers fall right in line with that. Tell me how you did that. Tell me what your motive was for that. Was that all just sharing your product story and people enrolling from that? Or did you have some other strategies and intentions?
It was a mix. When I first started and I started sharing my product story and I saw people really interested and people having, you know, having their own results with the products and people started enrolling that way, I thought, wow, like there's something to this. When I realized there was something to this, I started, you know, I did have somewhat of a network with other moms that I knew were also just like me that were trying to make money from home. They were trying to figure out, you know, I mean, it's 100% great to be a mom, but I think a lot of us moms, like, you know, want to be a mom. We want, you know, but we also need another outlet for creativity and for connecting with other people. And, you know, we need that. And so I was, at the time I had this network of other moms who, you know, also had those same desires that I did, that yes, we love being moms, but yes, we wanted to find some other outlets of our creativity. And so those other moms were looking for income opportunities and loved a lot of the same things I loved. And so I really went and just asked those moms to, if they'd want to be part of the income opportunity, and I kind of just laid it out there for them. And so it was definitely a mix of both of those things.
Yeah, beautiful. So folks, here's Becky's number, 60 people her first year, 35 people in year two, 30 in year three, 30 in year four. And her rank advancements are pretty impressive. Platinum by the end of year one. Diamond by the end of year two. Still a diamond by the end of year three. Crown diamond by the end of year four. That's just absolutely a remarkable pace. And I know people are going to be wondering, Becky, how did that happen compared to how other people do it? And you talked to me earlier about enrolling some highly influential people like bloggers. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So there were a couple of my friends that were, I mean, they were just starting building their blogs, but have done a really great job of building. I mean, my friend, Kate Doubler, her blog is Real Food RN. She's a good friend of mine and someone that I met through blogging. You know, she loves, you know, natural living and healthy living. So it was totally on brand for her. She loves Young Living products. So she started building with Young Living. And then my other good friend, Mama Natural, who she has her own, you know, she started as a YouTuber. And I kind of had a connection with her as well. So, I mean, they are two of my legs. And then, you know, the rest of my team, though, some of them have blogged a little bit. I built a lot locally, you know, here I have, you know, my local team. And then, so on top of that, I did kind of all the traditional sharing of the product and loving on people and connecting with people and continuing to just, you know, build my team, you know, in every way possible, really. And so that's one thing I really love about my team is I have a very diverse team. It's not like, you know, all these people that had these like massive platforms or anything. But I mean, I do have a couple of those. And then I helped, you know, it's like one of my diamonds, Katie, I was her doula for her home birth. And she completely built her team, you know, traditionally and with teaching classes and, you know, continue to connect with people and sharing her product. And she's one of my diamonds and she's, you know, a huge part of my team. So yep. We have a very diverse team.
Yeah. So sometimes when I'm interviewing somebody like Becky, and if you look back in the Road to Diamond series, you'll find four or five stories like this that where they're just exceptional. They're not the norm. The advancement rate, the volume growth is not the traditional Road to Diamond. It's much, much faster. And so Becky and I were talking before we started the interview about making sure that those of you that hear this story hear it in a way that can empower you. And the danger is that you hear Becky's story and you go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a silver and I've been doing this for 7 years. What's wrong with me? And then there's nothing wrong with you. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different influence network. Everybody has, you know, a different work pace, a different belief level, a different perspective, and different experience. And here's how I want you to hear Becky's story. You may not be Becky. You may not have joined Becky with her experience and her connections or any of that. But here's the reality. If you keep working, if you keep enrolling people first generation and then inspire them to enroll people second generation, inspire them to enroll people third generation, if you keep building your network, you have the opportunity to find a Becky somewhere on your whole team. And then they can be part of your whole story. And if you listen to Becky's story, I think one of the advantages that she's incorporated here is diversity. So she was a blogger and she knew some bloggers. And yes, bloggers can be huge in Young Living. And you may not be a blogger, but do you know any bloggers? Maybe you don't know any bloggers, but if you keep building your network, somebody in your network can know a blogger who knows a blogger, right? And it's not just bloggers, right? It could be somebody
it's
who's
like connected. Instagrammers these days.
Yes, Instagrammers or somebody that's connected to an international market, you know, somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that lives in Guadalajara, Mexico, and wants to be part of that whole growth. It's the beauty of network marketing is you and I don't have to be a Becky. We just have to do our thing, find our groove, and let exponential growth bring us the Beckys, because they're all out there. So use Becky's story as inspiration. So another question, Becky, you have, what do you have now? Like 6 years in this, 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, I'm about six and a half, seven. I think I'm coming up on 7 years here.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in those 6 years? Either a one-time blunder or a bad habit?
The biggest mistake. I feel like I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, which I feel like we all do. I think, yeah, for me, it's really with some of that, like, you know, I had a couple people that had the big platforms. And I think for a while, I just got really consumed with the fact that, like, trying to find people with the big platforms, which, you know, obviously that can be valuable. But, you know, like you said, you know, you never know who you can know or who you can meet or who someone you know knows. And so I think that was one thing is like when I focused on that for a while, and I don't think it was beneficial for myself or for my team or for my team members that were just looking for big people, you know, like
elephant hunting.
Yeah. I mean, that can just be really dangerous. And I think it can be really like disastrous. And so, I mean, when I kind of tried to have my team focus on that for a while, it was not good. It wasn't good. And it was really frustrating for a lot of people.
Yeah. So, and then it's a great point, everybody, just listen to that, because the worst thing you can do is try to go do something that you're not personally equipped to do. Elephant hunting. Go find a big influencer so you can create a Becky story. That's not the way to get a big influencer. The way to get a big influencer is find your groove. What's your jam? What's your bliss? What are you best at? Maybe it's classes. You know, maybe it's one-on-one. Maybe it's Instagram. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's doing, you know, trade shows or fairs or whatever it is. Just go do that and inspire everybody on your team to find their groove, whatever that is. So the only duplicatable system that really needs to happen in Young Living is that everybody finds their way where they want to talk the most with the most conviction to their network. We got to unleash people's willingness to go share their stories. And if we try to get people to do it one certain way, hey, you know, how you do this is do Instagram stories. Well, if you tried to recruit me and tell me to do Instagram stories, I still can't figure out how to do Instagram at all. I can't even figure out how to find my own stories. Somebody else is posting for me.
Yeah. So I think that's a lot of times people's biggest struggle is they try to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the thing, like you can't be like everybody else. And so I think that a lot of times is what brings people down the most.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta do your own thing and don't compete with Becky or anybody else. Just think about this. Would you be happy? Would you be ecstatic about your Young Living career if your business itself grew 50% a year? Just 50% a year. Now, you know, if you're a star, that may not sound very exciting. So maybe in the lower ranks, we could say 500% a year. But once you get to silver or gold, wouldn't you be happy with just 50% a year? Figure out a way for your business to grow 50% a year. And it's inevitable that you're going to become a diamond.
I mean, right? Even if you hit one new rank a year, I mean, that's good. You know, that's still that's pretty good. True. Yeah.
That's going from platinum to diamond. That's in a year. That's pretty extraordinary.
Diamond, yeah, it really is.
Pretty extraordinary. So what's the smartest thing you've ever done, Becky?
The smartest thing I've ever done. I think the smartest thing I've ever done is just that, helping people find their groove, like really helping people identify with what makes them excited and what lights them up. And what, like, I mean, cause either way, even if you end up making a lot of money, say you get to platinum or whatever, and you're making a ton of money, but you're just really unhappy because you're still trying to duplicate other people. I mean, like, what kind of business, like, that's still a job.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know about you, but like, I don't really want a job. Like, I don't want something I feel like I'm grinding out all the time. I don't want to feel like I'm stressed out all the time. I don't want to feel like I have to work 80 hours a week or anything like that. Like, I want, what I really want is something I love to do, something that like I can inspire other people, something that, you know, I can love on other people, and something that, you know, I have the room to be present for my own family. And sometimes I feel like, you know, when we're trying to grind it out and we're not being who we were created to be, like it's just, it's not enjoyable. And who wants a job, you know? Like,
yeah. It's kind of the paradigm of the way we have success set up is how we're going to be happy is when we achieve something specific.
Yeah.
And the challenge with that is if the something specific, like a rank, is a year or two out, even if it's just a year out, if that's the way we have success set up, then we spend 364 days being unsuccessful and not having joy for one day of success. And that's even if we hit the goal a year down the road. And then of course, the day after we hit it, well, maybe we celebrate it the first day, the second day, the third day, but somewhere after, you know, about a week, that's old news. Mm-hmm. Now you got to set another goal. The secret to success and joy and happiness and productivity is to fall in love with the process.
Yeah.
Find something you love doing. Yes, have goals, but have the joy be in the daily work. And then you don't have to be disciplined. You don't have to be committed. You don't have to pay a price. You don't have to grind. You do what you love. And success comes. Maybe it comes at a different pace, but it comes. That's a great, great nugget, Becky. I want to ask you about ER. Your ER percentage is over 42. That's higher than the company average. That's awesome. How have you done that? Anything specific that you've done, or have you just let the general culture of Young Living lift your ER percent?
I mean, some of it is, I really love our community. We keep our community very, you know, positive, our Facebook group. And, you know, now that not everybody wants to be on Facebook, we're kind of branching out in some other directions, but we try to keep our community really uplifted and excited. And, you know, we're very careful about how we speak to our community, I think, because I feel like that's very important.
That's smart.
One thing. What was that?
How are you careful? What are you careful about?
I mean, I feel like it's always important to be careful just, you know, how you talk to people and just to use, you know, positive and uplifting speech. Obviously, you want to be truthful, but at the same time, you want to, you know, encourage, you know, a positive atmosphere, a fun atmosphere, a loving atmosphere. So I think what we've done really well is we've kept our community just a safe space to be for people and a loving space to be. So people know they can come here and, like, you know, not find all the junk that you can find on Facebook. So they want to be, you know, maybe on Facebook for our community.
You're suggesting it's not a place to come to express your political views?
I don't do that. That's not something I'm into. So
that's really smart.
Yeah. I mean, I want a place where people feel accepted, where people feel loved, where people really feel like they are in a place where they can, you know, increase your health. I mean, you know that if you're stressed out and fearful and worried, I mean, you're not going to get any healthier that way. And that's not what we're about. And so we try to make that a priority in our community. Yeah, so I feel like as far as your ER goes, that's really helped. And another thing we do well is we do regular education. We do challenges for people. Next month, we're going to use the Young Living's new Beauty Boost CBD, and we're going to do, you know, a challenge with the skincare. So we're challenging everybody to do 30 days of using the Beauty Boost. So we'll do, you know, different challenges here and there monthly, maybe use Nixia Red. We've had a great Ningxia Red group for years, which has just built up and built up with content that we've always had a really incredible participation in. And I always say, you know, Ningxia Red is, it's an investment. But so, you know, I want people to see how this investment works for them, how they feel on it. And so we do 30 days and have them track how they feel after 30 days. And so people see it's worth it. And yeah. So we've done that too for several years and people love that challenge.
Beautiful. What do you do on your team? I also noticed that your enrollment percentage is 2%, which is good. What do you do to educate and inspire your team to understand the income option and embrace network marketing and lean into enrolling?
We're moving away from that because of Facebook a little bit, but what we've done for the past, you know, we've done a lot of our education on Facebook over the past several years. It's just been the easiest way. In the past, we'd had two Facebook groups. We had a community like education group, and then we'd had a business group. It was probably about 2 to 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. I kind of stopped using the business Facebook group because it was mostly because it was too much for me to maintain so many of these groups and make sure people had quality information. So I ended up just switching and putting a lot of our business content in our regular Facebook group. So we've kind of maintained that over the past couple of years. I'm rethinking launching a new business group that has a little bit, you know, more content for the people that want to dig in more, but that's just because I feel like I have more of the capacity to do that now. But we do have like a new member onboarding that includes a lot of the understanding of basic business, you know, about the financial opportunity and just basic, you know, business skills about how to enroll someone and how to share with someone. And just some of these things that I think when people enroll, they think, oh my gosh, I can't ever do that because it'd be too hard. And so we just want to demystify a lot of that for them. And so I just try to include regular onboarding and then regular content about enrolling people and how easy it is to enroll people. And we've even done some like Marco Polo groups here and there, just having people get together and talk about like, what are you doing? What's working? You know, what do people find exciting and stuff like that? So that's all seemed to help.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, last question, Becky. You probably, I'm sure, recognize that most of the people that watch these interviews are not on a 4-year pace to Royal Crown Diamond. They're on a 4-year pace to struggle and try to figure this all out and wonder, is it going to work for them? And how do they find the right people? And how do they find the time? And how do they find the motivation? And is it worth it? And, you know, most people that pursue building eventually give up. If that was the person that you're talking to here in this next question, you're talking directly to somebody who's at risk and struggling, what would you say to them? If you were the last person they were ever going to hear from in Young Living, so your words will either make or break them, what would you say to them?
I mean, I think one thing I'd say to them, it would probably be for them to just, you know, ask themselves a few questions. I mean, one would be some things we'd already talked about, I think. Are they trying to be who they are? Or are they trying to mimic what somebody else is doing? And I know a lot of network marketing is, you know, to find things that are duplicatable and to, you know, to do, you know, do what your upline is doing and all this, which, you know, obviously we learn that way. That's important. But to be somebody else and try to do, you know, try to be them is not the best way to go about it. The best way to go about it is, you know, to take some of those tools they've given you and to be you and to do it the way you've done it or the way that you, you know, that lights you up and makes you excited. And so I, I'd probably have them ask themselves some of those questions if they were, you know, if they're doing that or not, if they feel like they're doing that. And then, I mean, what I typically do with my members is we kind of just dig in deep and just talk about some of those situations they've had where they've tried to enroll people and just kind of examine them a little bit, examined, you know, what their thought process is behind, you know, maybe when they're asking someone to enroll, are they really expecting them not to? And so they go into the conversation saying, oh yeah, you probably, you know, this is a cool product, but you probably wouldn't want it anyway. Or are they walking into the conversation and saying, oh my gosh, you have to have this. Like, this is amazing. And this is what it's done for me and my family. And, or like, what do you need help with? You know, what's happening in your life that you need help with? Oh, I have this product that could help. You want to try it? You know, I mean, any kind of those approaches that would be different than, yeah, you, I mean, this could maybe help you, but I don't think you really want it. And so we'd probably kind of like, dig in deep there and just examine that thought process and just make it more of, I think the important thing is making it more of something that really doesn't feel like the grind. And it's really something that you enjoy. And maybe what's just some tweaks and some things that we could change to make it something that you could, you know, that you might enjoy doing.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Becky, I've asked that question of everybody I've interviewed in Road to Diamond, and some beautiful answers have come out of it. And you're the first person who answered the question with coaching the member, not by telling them what to do, but asking them questions about their process and their feelings and their experience and their struggles and going deep on that. And, you know, I believe that's what we get paid for in Young Living. That's what we get paid the big bucks for, is becoming at certain levels coaches. Uh-huh. So if we're just a product ambassador still, if that's pretty much what we're doing, well, you might see yourself, folks, as a coach. You're coaching people on their wellness. You're coaching people on what they know about essential oils. And the best form of coaching is asking people questions and listening. And so if you're struggling out there, listen to the questions that Becky asked you. Go back and replay that again. And just imagine that Becky's coaching you. Listen to the questions she asks you and answer them in your heart. And just imagine she's having a conversation with you. And I believe what you'll find, folks, is you'll find your way here. If you really want what Young Living has to offer, if you want a better life, if you want more income, if you want more security, more community, better health for you and your family, it's here. And all we have to do is really just stay engaged in being curious about, okay, what am I doing and what could I be doing and who could I be learning from and how could I have done that different? And as Becky suggests in all of everything she said today, keep it all optimistic. Keep it all with, there's some inevitability about your success. This can work for you. This will work for you. And avoid, like the plague, any stories about it's not going to, or it won't, or it can't, or you don't know how, or because those are all self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, Henry Ford was famous for saying, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And so if you want to be right about something, let's be right about figuring out how this will work for you. So that's what I want to leave you with, is imagining Becky is your coach. Go back and replay the questions she asked you, answer them, and engage with her. And I'll bet you find some progress there. You find some peace, you find some fun, you find some joy. And when you're being a Young Living ambassador and you're finding all of that stuff, you're going to attract people to your team.
Absolutely.
Becky Webb, thank you. What an extraordinary story. What a beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're a wonderful inspiration. I love Roger Bannister's. I love people that set records, that shift the paradigms, that wake people up, to, you know, hey, you got started with the income and the product the same time and you saw it pretty quick and you didn't have any negative attitudes about network marketing and you ripped it and you ripped right through. You just shredded the compensation plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't mention this earlier, but my husband was like just ready to totally poke his eyes out with his job. He was being very micromanaged and, you know, I was like, okay, some of this has to end somewhere. Like, not only did we not have much of an income, but like some of this just got to end. Like, so I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for this opportunity.
Yeah, well, we are too. And thank you for sharing it.
Absolutely.
Hey, everybody, this is Road to Diamond. What do you do with these interviews? Study them. I promise you, if you watch this interview a second time, you'll learn things you didn't hear the first time. You might even learn two or three times as much the second time. If you watch it a third time, you'll learn even more. Education comes from spaced repetition. So watch them over and over and over again and share them with your team. Thank you for joining us. This is Richard Busbrook.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.